I've been sitting out here in this ATM just looking at it for about 20 minutes. I know damn well I should be getting no money out. If you're at the ATM after 10 p.m., you're up to no good. It doesn't matter what you're doing or about to do. And I paraphrase from Mod Sun, money will kill a drug addict. It ain't the dope. It ain't relationships. It ain't your behavioral patterns. It's your money. I agree with that from different angles and aspects of that quote, but keeping your shit together while you suffering from substance abuse is very limited. Like, you're not gonna win. You can try to budget your dope money in your left pocket, your bill money in your right pocket, or this is what I'm gonna spend today and tomorrow, and then I'm not gonna spend the rest of this. Then after that first sat's gone, what you wasn't going to spend the rest of is gone. Now you're sitting in that fucking dark room with your hand on your forehead like, damn, my phone bill is going to be off. My phone bill is going to be off for a long time. The thing that is so astonishing about budgeting your money while you're under the influence of anything is that you can't put that into context. Like, if you have any type of sense, you'll be able to put it into context. Under your substance abuse, your judgment is impaired, squared. No, your judgment is impaired, cubed. You don't know what the fuck you thinking. You fucking don't give a fuck about what you thinking. All you trying to do is chase that high. You have this whole fucking plan figured out before you get high. Your early stages, you're like, man, this shit ain't phasing me. I got everything under control. This shit right here, I can handle. Mind over matter, or any other aphorism that you might use to convince yourself that you're not a fuck up. Because you're using drugs. The thing that is so funny to me is that, hell, I remember as soon as I got some money, like, that light just went off in your head. Your mouth damn near get watery because you about to go straight to the fucking trap with it. It don't matter how much it is. You already got your paycheck planned out. Like, okay, this is going to go towards the bills, if you have any. And this is going to go towards gas. This is going to go towards food. And the rest is going to go toward dope. And if you had any fucking slight hint of any type of money management skills, you might be like, okay, this is going to go towards savings. Savings, like, what the fuck is that, man? I'm high. What are you going to save? You can't even save your fucking self. How are you going to save some money, right? You just want to splurge, man. Splurge and splurge. You blow all your fucking money at the trap. Like, God damn. I just gave this nigga my last dollar. My last one. And it's funny because, like, he knows it. You fucking run into a somewhat lump sum of money. Oh, God bless the fucking world. You better not run into a lump sum of money. That shit right there, you're going to disappear for a week or two. I know I did. This episode right here could be in reference to my neuroplasticity episode and my drug testing episode. Because the reason why I have so much experience with drug tests is because I was bouncing back and forth from job to job every damn near month because of my drug habit. I'll just, like, it's so sad. I'll work a job just enough to disappear for a week or two. I'll just go on a straight up binge. I hated myself. Especially after that third day. And then I figured out about revitalizing myself. So now I won't be asleep for fucking 14, 16 hours. I can just keep fucking going. Like, it didn't stop for me, man. My dumbass thought I was a goddamn mad scientist or some shit. That shit twisted my shit up so fucking bad. So goddamn fucked up. All right, this is optional. This is mandatory. All right, I gotta be able to call him. I gotta be able to get to him. And I gotta be able to get more. That's the mandatory. So the phone was mandatory. My gas was mandatory. And my re-up was mandatory. All right, this is optional. Food, clothes, water, hygiene, shelter, and any other necessity is optional. Yep. There's a lot of misconceptions on how drug addicts fuel their drug habit. You know, it's that stigma that we all just fucking thieves and low lives and forlorns and just trying to fuck everybody else over before we can get a fix. Like, that's not true. I met a lot of decent, nice drug addicts. Like, we're functioning members of society on those terms. In our own lives, it's a whole goddamn different story, but the fuck was that? But, yep. So I just want to clear that up because don't think that all, I mean, there are some that will fucking bust your window to steal your cell phone you left on the seat at the store. But just be cautious what area you in. Or don't trust nobody. Just make sure that you won't become food. Make sure that you won't become the prey. Well, I never fucked no one over but myself while I was using drugs. I couldn't. I didn't steal from no goddamn body. I didn't fuck no one over to get drugs. I didn't I wasn't trying to trick people. I was straight up like every dollar I spent on drugs, I earned it. Honestly and legitimately. So I just wanted to put that in the air. And I know a lot of people can attest to that. This is a topic that needs to be validated. And I feel that money with a drug addict, you just need to be monitored. You're just like a little kid. You give a little kid $5, he's going to go to the gas station and buy up all the candy and spend every rare cent of that $5. So that's what I feel like. I know some drug addicts, especially when I went to rehab, it was some young 19, 20-year-olds in there. You know, their parents looked out for them. Well, they tried anyway. They did their best on the money part, but you know, they still can fuck around with their friends and shit. Like, you can't keep your eyes on them 24 hours a day, but you still, that's what I think that can save a drug addict. If you have somebody in your life that gives a fuck about you and would actually try to help you recover, it's like plenty of ways that they can help you discipline yourself. You know, like if you're working, like I wish I had somebody that I can give my paycheck to, or I wish I can, like, I had somebody to give my ATM card to, like here, just don't give it to me until I need it, you know, or I haven't planned it out because it didn't plan out that way for me. So every dime I got, it was just bothering me because I was like, I want to get high with this. No, you don't. I want to get, so you just sitting there arguing with your fucking self and then causing yourself some decision fatigue. And then probably about after a couple of hours, you'll give in and go take the money out and go straight to the trap with it. So I think that will help if you have someone in your life to keep your head on straight. Well, shit. Nope. I take that back. I did fuck someone over because of my drug addiction. It was a laundromat. It wasn't nothing really fucking like felony-like. But it was one of those laundromats that had the free dry. So what I did, this is my late stages after I ended up homeless. Now, well, I was sleeping in my car and shit. So I got down, I took my clothes and I went inside the bathroom and I hand washed them in the sink. And then I wrung them out real good and I put them back in my bag and I put them in the dryer and I dried my clothes and act like everything was okay. So it was eating at me. I felt like a piece of shit for a couple of days and I made a recompense video on it because this was the only thing that I did. This was the only thing that I did because my drug addiction caused me not to have not even $3 to wash my goddamn clothes. So it was fucking with me for days, and I went back to the laundromat during the day. The attendant wasn't there, but I still put the money in the little booth they had in there by the cash register. So I just did that to clear my conscience because I was fucked up. I literally didn't steal anything, but I guess a couple of wattage of power. But it still was fucked up and wrong. So I did that. That was pretty much it, man. Other than that, I fucked myself over during my drug addiction. No. Wait, I got one more. You probably think I'm full of shit by now. But I was hungry as fuck. I gave my last dollar to the dope man. So I didn't have no money for food. So what I decided to do was go to one of those hotels that had the free breakfast, the free continental breakfast in the morning. So shit, I part and I grab my backpack trying to blend in with the rest of the crowd like I'm about to fucking check out. I just walked in the lobby and made myself some breakfast. I also made a video on that too. The manager was there. I told her what happened and I told her why I did it. I was straight up honest with her. And she was cool with it. She was like, don't worry about it. And I tried to insist, but she wouldn't take the money out. I don't know how much food or how much I consume value-wise, but I tried to give her about $8. I just really ate a whole bunch of pancakes and sausage. I just tried to load up on some carbs and protein because I didn't know the next time I was going to be able to eat. So I sat there and ate till I damn near couldn't even move. You know, I had that Thanksgiving type belly, like that's how I had to do it because my life was so uncertain. That's it. I promise. Those only times I fucked people over. It was both times were kind of indirectly, but it still counted. So that's what poor money management on a drug addiction can do to you. So I finally decided to get my shit together. And during this time of mind clarity, I created a system where bank accounts can be held by drug addicts. That might sound a little absurd, but I really don't want to get too much into detail into it because I don't like talking about something until it's done. If you ever listen to the end of my podcast, I'm not just on here talking shit. We are an operating nonprofit organization that's really here to help and make change. We're not one of those nonprofit organizations that you'll donate to and they'll turn around and sell your shit for profit. So what we're trying to do is being an influence on people's lives, creating a positive upbringing, also providing an alternative for recovery, because there's always more than one way to do something from a humanitarian standpoint. With our bank accounts idea for drug addicts, once we work out all the kinks for it, I hope it's going to be revolutionary. During my drug addiction, I wish I had someone to say, Zoe, don't go there. Zoe, let me hold on to your car keys. Or Zoe, let me hold on to your money. Or Zoe, call me when you get triggered. I know what it feels like to have nobody give a fuck about you. And this is why this organization was established. With all things considered, this the last time. Yep, this is your host Zoe for Neurosis Faction and a board member of Neurosis Faction nonprofit organization. Check us out at neurosisfaction.org. Click the top right tab and navigate our concepts. If you would like to donate, you will help our mission be more effective. Thanks for listening, and you're a good person.